Welcome to Backstage with Becky with special guest, Delaney Geyer. Hi everyone, and welcome to this episode of Backstage with Becky B. On this episode, the Seattle native, who graduated from the University of Cincinnati, CCM, has been in regional shows such as Sweeney Todd at the Muni, Carousel, Legally Blonde, Parade, and more. Currently, you can catch her on the national tour of Les Miserables as Cosette. Please welcome Delaney Geyer. So, how are you? How is your day?
I'm good. I'm coming to you live from Appleton, Wisconsin, where we are right now on tour. It's very cold.
I can imagine.
Yeah, but it's beautiful. It's a really cute town. I wasn't expecting it to be this cute, actually. There's psychology and there's lots of fun things to do.
Oh, I'm complaining about the cold here in Los Angeles, and you all are getting the real cold.
I live in Los Angeles usually, so I'm jealous, girl. I'm jealous.
It's 50 degrees and I'm like, burn.
That's the way I normally am too. And then I've been thrown out on tour in the middle of the winter in the Midwest, and I'm like, I don't know how to do this anymore.
You're like, wait, I'm supposed to get a real winter jacket. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little foreign to me at this point.
Yes. It's a discovery of the rest of the country. So I want to get into theater.
Let's do it.
Always known that you wanted to be a theater performer. And when was the moment that you realized?
As a kid, I knew I wanted to be an actor. Before I even stepped foot on a stage, I was practicing my Disney Channel, dun, 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 dun. I was really the performer type from a very young age. And my parents put me in, I think I had a lot of energy. And so my parents were like, we got to get this out somehow. And they put me in dance classes, and I loved to dance. And then I started doing voice lessons when I was 10. And after that, very shortly after, auditioned for my first show. And I'm from Seattle originally, and there's an amazing theater scene in Seattle and incredible youth theaters. And so I kind of grew up doing theater at this youth theater through Village Theater. It's called Kid Stage, and it's just top-notch program. So I grew up doing that, and then pretty much once I started doing that, all the sports were gone out of my life. It was full theater, full voice lessons, dance classes, everything. And thankfully my parents have always been so supportive of me, and when I said I want to audition for colleges, my voice teacher helped me do that, and I've had an incredible support system from day one with all of this, which is so important going into the arts.
Yes. I want to get into the college audition process because
it's
a challenge for
me. It is crazy. Yeah.
But first, I want to ask, what was that theater show, that first theater show that you were in as a kid?
So I'll tell you, the first one that made me want to do theater was I saw my cousin in her high school's production of Into the Woods, and she was playing a made up character. It wasn't even a character that was supposed to be in the show. And I looked at my mom at intermission, and I said, that's what I want to do. And so that's when it all started. But then the first show that I auditioned for when I was 10 was Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And that's what I did as a 10-year-old. And that's what started it all.
I think I did that at about age 10 also, because I went to a private school up till around fourth grade. And they had the entire choir. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and I was
that's the one.
So fun, and we got to make our own shirts and stuff.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, I think that was a lot of people's first show. It's very woven into everybody's musical theater timeline, I think.
Yeah, it helps with some memorization skills too.
No kidding.
Oh my goodness, I try to go back and listen to it sometimes, and I'm like, oh, wow, you have to memorize all this when. Wow. Challenge.
Yeah.
So you mentioned dance and stuff. So growing up, what do you think contributed to you becoming a well-rounded performer who was ready to audition for college when it came time?
That's a good question. I would never classify myself as a dancer by any means. I can dance and I enjoy dancing, but if there's a singer call and a dancer call, you will never catch me at the dancer call. And so that was kind of, I think dance is a lot of people's gateway into the world of musical theater. And I think what made me a well-rounded performer was, I mean, in huge thanks to just having good youth arts programs in the place that I was living, and like being able to see people that I admired in the Seattle theater community making theater their career and making money off of theater. That was so important to me, to even just see that that was a possibility for someone's career. So I think like once I get hooked on something, I'm a very driven person. I'm not gonna let it go for a while. So I think that I just really was all in and committed, and realized how difficult it is realistically to make a career doing what you love in this world. And so I was just super determined, and really spent all my time doing it. I think that the biggest thing I would say is just, especially with acting, and that's my favorite part of all of this, is just having life experiences and building a life that you like for yourself, so that you can be a good actor and you can experience beautiful things in your life and bring that to your work. I think that's kind of the most important thing.
I mean, especially for a lot of roles you've done like regionally and in college, like those are acting roles for sure.
For
Acting
sure.
shows.
Yeah. And
And the one
I
right
think
now.
especially going back to like college auditions and stuff too, I think that a lot of people are focused on, and it is the most stressful situation. There's nothing like college auditions in the whole world. You will never go through an experience like
I
that
can
again.
trust listening up
Yeah.
to the process of it. So,
It's
you went
crazy.
to school in Cincinnati. What was
I
your
did.
upbringing like?
So I did the whole thing. I like went to Chicago Unifieds, and because I was still in Seattle at the time. So for those of you who don't know, Chicago Unifieds is kind of this big thing where all of these musical theater programs from all over the country come. And for a weekend, like every musical theater kid that's graduating from high school that year comes to this hotel in Chicago. Everybody stays there, and then you like audition for a weekend. And you're going from dance call to dance call, from singing call to singing call. And they're just like all over the hotel. It is the most chaotic experience of my entire life.
That kind of sounds like fun in a way. It kind of sounds like summer camp, but like stressful.
Yes, and it is both. I had a great time, and you kind of have to like shut off the voices in your head tell you that you're not good enough, and actually enjoy yourself. And it is possible to do that, but it feels so cutthroat for some reason. Like, and there's all these stories. Like before I went to Chicago Unifieds, I had a friend tell me to bring a second audition book, because sometimes people will steal your audition book to like sabotage you. So that was like the vibe going into it, and it was not like that in real life. But those stories, the rumors.
Oh my gosh, that sounds very like TV show-esque.
Totally. And it wasn't like that in my experience, but it was kind of this big scary thing. And then you go, and I auditioned for CCM, which is where I ended up going at Chicago Unifieds. And some colleges will have like callbacks the next day and things like that. So it's kind of just this big cattle call college audition weekend.
Oh, wow. Oh my
Yeah.
goodness. What made you decide you wanted to go to school at in Cincinnati at CCM?
Yeah. It was always one of my top choices for schools, and I had one of my best friends in the world was there a couple years above me, and she had great things to say about it, and the program is just so highly regarded. And trust me, I did not expect to be in Ohio for 4 years. That was not my plan, but I actually loved it so much, and I said yes to CCM sight unseen. I had never even been to the school before.
Wow.
But I really loved the program and loved the people that had come out of it and could see myself in that roster of people. And that's kind of why I decided to go there.
Just had like a good feeling about it.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw you did Secret Garden there, which also one of my favorite
I
shows. And there's a video
did.
floating around YouTube of I think there might be, I don't know if there's more than one, but there's definitely at least one video floating around YouTube of you in it as Lily, which
Yes.
awesome role. What was it like getting to can take on that role? Also, I feel like you were definitely young for that role. So
For
like
sure.
as a college student playing a role that's a little more mature.
Yeah, yes. That was my senior year. That was the very last show of my college career. And it was really a dream come true. Like the costumes and the sets and everything for that was like a full scale Broadway production. That's another thing, another plug for CCM is their tech programs are the best in the country. And so all of the costumes and everything, they're like Broadway caliber production value. And so that's amazing and appealing, and props to everybody in those programs because that's they put on beautiful productions. So that was just cool to see, like, right before I stepped out into the real world of auditioning, to be like, oh, this is a gigantic show. It feels so epic, and I get to play this incredible role. Vocally, that's a role
Yes.
that like is very up my alley, but definitely age-wise would need to age into that a little bit more before doing it. I think like in the moment, I mean, back then people were getting married so young all the time, and Lily,
Yes.
spoiler, is dead. And she so like in my mind, I kind of worked out that she probably was around 20, 22 when she had Mary, she had kids and got married. So in my mind, I was like, I can relate to it because she probably was about my age, even if I don't understand motherhood or something like that. I can relate it to my life in other ways.
Yes. I mean, and it's like such a beautiful, I feel like well-known musical, especially for someone who sings in your range. I
Yeah,
feel like
like the dream. Yeah.
it's a musical that's so appreciated.
For
And it's
sure.
definitely a little underappreciated in general, but oh, it's like one
Yeah.
of the most beautiful musicals.
Yeah, the music is just stunning. I keep finding myself in these beautiful, huge productions with like sweeping melodies and beautiful orchestrations, and I am not mad about
In
it.
like princess costumes,
Totally.
basically. I
Totally.
mean, yeah. It's gonna keep happening, so
No complaints. No complaints.
yeah. So would you want to step back into that role in Secret Garden eventually? And why do you think, okay, we're gonna manifest a revival. Why do you think it should be revived on Broadway? Because I saw it at Amundsen back when
Yes,
Amundsen. That
I
was
actually did not see that, but I saw photos and it looked so beautiful.
so good.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love Secret Garden. I think that there are definitely some things in the book that would need to change a little bit. There's just like some problematic issues in there, but if you switch a couple little things, it is just a story of love and grief and working through that as humans. It's just a very stripped down human story. So I think that, and it's been a long time since it's been on Broadway, so I think that like a new lens on it could be such a powerful thing.
Yes, open it to a new generation of people.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's such a, I feel like growing up, I did it, so I know about it, but like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, and I think also we're not seeing a ton of like huge musicals on Broadway right now that aren't so commercial. Like we aren't getting those the Les Mis orchestrations on Broadway right now and things like that, you know? So
Need it.
I think that we need it.
We need, yes. And when they do come to Broadway, it's like limited runs, I feel like, right now.
Like Parade. Oh,
Yeah,
I love
I was
Parade.
gonna say
Parade's my favorite.
Parade. Which,
Absolutely.
speaking of which, is on your regional resume. So
Yeah.
I also wanna ask, do you have a favorite regional role that you've done and why?
That's a good question. Probably honestly, probably Parade. Mary, I played Mary in Parade, in Seattle at this great theater company there, professional theater company. And that show is just so special. I think it is so beautifully written. I think that the music is unlike anything else in the musical theater canon. Like, I can just listen to that music on the daily and cry. And I think that that's so powerful and rare. And I loved playing Mary because I guess I was in college at the time and playing very young. She's like 13 or something.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of fun to like reconnect to like a youthful thing, especially after I had just played Lily in Secret Garden and doing all these things. So we're giving range.
You're like no in between.
Yeah. I'm very short. I'm 5'2" and a half, 5'3". And so I tend to play younger. So it's fun every once in a while to switch it up.
That's awesome. And I saw you won like some awards for that too.
Yeah, just regional
So,
Broadway World Awards for
I mean,
that.
that's really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a beautiful production. That was by no means just me doing that. That was everybody else in the cast. It was so fantastic.
I mean, for something to come together like that, especially to show that deep.
Yeah.
Wow. I saw it on Broadway and the revival ones.
Incredible.
What? So kind of going off that before I jump into Les Mis, is there a role that prepared you most to take on Les Mis in this touring life?
Nothing can prepare you for touring life. I will be so honest. It is the biggest learning curve of all time in such a beautiful way, which we'll get to. But I think a role, I mean, probably Lily in Secret Garden. I understudied Joanna at the Muni a couple summers ago, and that process is so fast. And so that kind of prepared me for being thrown into a show with 3 weeks of rehearsal. But yeah, I think everything, I mean, my whole life kind of prepared me for different aspects of this crazy journey.
Wow, I was gonna say the Muni, like that's huge to be
Yeah.
that's as big as like national tours and Broadway to get a role there.
Yeah, I mean, that theater is crazy. It is one of the coolest experiences to perform there. You kind of feel like you're a rock star because it's like a,
So
I'm gonna
big.
get this number wrong, but it's like a 15,000 seat theater or something crazy. So it's like unlike anything else. It is amazing. And the people that work at the Muni are the best in the business, and it's just the most wonderful experience.
Still on my bucket list. I'm gonna go there one day.
Yeah, you should. It's incredible.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I've heard so much about it that I'm like, okay, it's happening one day, I
Yeah.
don't know.
Yeah.
So I want to get into Les Mis, where you're
Let's do
currently on
it.
tour playing Cosette.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, congrats.
Thank you.
Like huge. I know, I think you've been there for like a couple months now, like 2, 3.
Yeah, so I think 4 months now
Okay.
performing and about 5 months with rehearsals included.
Okay, so what was your audition process like for Les Mis? And what was your reaction when like you got told that you were going to this audition
Yeah.
for Les Mis?
Yeah. So my audition process with Les Mis was very long, as a lot of people's is, because the team for Les Mis is so specific with the caliber of people that they cast and who they want for the roles. They are by no means just throwing people in there. It's the most like well-received musical of all time and the longest running musical of all time for a reason.
Yes.
And it's because they really care about the people that are playing these roles, and they really care about the acting of it. And so the process tends to be kind of long because they want to see chemistry between certain characters and things like that. So, and I was living in LA at the time, and so I got the call, I think in March maybe or April, to come in to New York and kind of re-audition, because the past year, for the last time they were looking for a Cosette, I had auditioned and got pretty far. And so they called me back for this round. So I flew to New York, had another audition, did all the same materials, three songs, and then I think flew back to LA. Then like about a month went by, they called me back to New York for another call. And it's crazy because you don't hear necessarily anything in between those things. So you kind of have to like put it to the
Trust
back of
that.
your mind and be like, it's meant to be, it's meant to be, but otherwise. And so then I got another call. They flew me to New York and I got measured for costumes, and it was still between me and a few other people. I flew, and it kind of each time you go in, you're in front of more of the team too. So producers will be there and associate directors will be there and casting, and it's just the room kind of starts adding up.
Like,
And
whoa.
yeah, yep, it's getting serious. And then I think I came in one more time, flew back to New York one more time for it. And then they had me and Jake, who plays Marius, read to do a chemistry read together. And they filmed the whole thing for Cameron McIntosh, who's the great Macintosh. And they kind of, it was very hands-on. They were directing us and like giving us blocking so that we could really make this tape like the best it can possibly be to present to the producers. And so we did that chemistry read, and then they sent it away, and I was still in New York. And like 2 days later, I got a call from my agent. I was at dinner with some friends, and I got a call from my agent. She was like, guess what? You're gonna be playing Cosette in the National Tour of Les Mis. And there's a video of me because I was with one of my friends and it was like pouring down rain in New York. I
My
was out.
God.
It was such a movie moment. And so I like called all my friends, and it is just that moment that you dream about forever of like getting to call your
Yes.
parents and tell them it all paid off
Right.
and like that. So it was amazing.
I mean, and what a like every I feel like everyone who's a musical theater fan knows Les Mis.
Totally.
So I mean, if you don't, I'm like kind of questioned, but
Yeah,
so it's like such a staple show
for
to
sure.
get cast in. Also, what is it like? You mentioned that they called you to audition at first because they remembered you from
Yeah.
from auditioning before. How much of an honor is that to like get the call?
Oh,
Like,
it's
wait,
the
they
best.
remembered
Oh
me.
my God, it is amazing. And it, you really kind of, I think after auditioning for a couple of years, you see that like you can't, wins are not just measured by you getting a role. Wins are measured by like making a good impression on these casting directors and having people remember you. And you're not going to be right for everything. So, but if you go in and do your best work and create a great body of work in front of these people, it will pay off one day and you will be remembered. And so I think that I had kind of shifted my vision of success in being callbacks and just like getting good feedback, because you know that one day the role will be right for you and the timing will be right and what's meant for you will come to you. But yeah, it was the most incredible honor to hear.
That's so cool to just like
Yeah.
that's a radio win, I feel like. And you mentioned like getting flown out. So
Yeah,
that's always a good sign.
for sure. That was very generous of them. And those LA, I'm sure you know, LA to New York flights are no joke. So,
No.
and at the time I was working paycheck to paycheck doing, I was a personal assistant. So like it was
Oh.
good, you know? Yeah, I've had some good day jobs.
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I have to ask before I get like into the rehearsal process of the show, of stepping into a show like Les Mis that's already running. When was the first time you saw Les Mis? And do you remember any of the first cast that you saw in the show?
You know, I actually saw the national tour of Les Mis, this tour, when I was probably 9 or 10. So around the time that I started doing theater, I saw it at Paramount in Seattle, and I just remember being like, I couldn't even comprehend how big it was and how it was so cinematic. And just beautiful. And the thing about Les Mis is like there's a character for everyone to relate to because there's so many principles. that you can't, if you see yourself in Cosette, then you relate to her so much. If you see yourself in Eponine, if you, like, that's why I think it's so long lasting. It's because every little kid that goes to that show sees themselves in someone.
Yes.
And so I saw, yeah, I saw that when I was like 10, and it's kind of crazy. When I really think about it, I'm like, this is crazy that I get to do this.
You're like, it came full circle for
For
me.
sure.
So you mentioned the rehearsal process for stepping in to a role that's already like that's a show that's already touring, like
Yeah.
Lincoln's. What is it like joining that cast and like kind of not rehearsing with the full cast at first, just like kind of
Yeah.
like
Yeah, so it was a pretty quick turnaround. So that final chemistry read with Jake and I happened. I got cast 2 days later, and I needed to be on tour 9 days after that. So it was a very fast turnaround. I got back to LA and feverishly packed up everything in my life, found a subletter to sublet my apartment, and it was just like whirlwind to the
oh my
max.
God.
And thankfully, actually, when I joined, the tour was in San Diego. So actually
Yeah.
worked out really well for me being in LA. And I ended up just driving down, packing up my stuff, driving down to San Diego. And 9 days after the call, I had my first rehearsal for Cosette. So it was pretty crazy. And thankfully, when you've been auditioning for a show for that long, you know the material. Like, I felt like I had known the songs for so long, and I'd been auditioning with them for so long. So that was good. It wasn't like a ton of memorization necessarily, but and also Jake joined at the same time that I did. So it was nice to have a buddy in that, and he's one of my dear friends now. And so that was really nice to have somebody going in with, and then we rehearsed our Cosette and Marius together the entire time. So we kind of got to build our relationship together, and it didn't feel like I was stepping in with a Marius that already had his whole show ready with someone else. It was nice to be able to kind of have that ownership, and things changed because Jake and I brought different things to the roles, and the team was so amazing about giving us that freedom that they weren't just plugging us into this show that's been the same way ever since forever. And they were very willing to collaborate with us creatively, which was a huge gift. And I was not expecting that necessarily, just being plugged into an already existing thing. But yeah, it's quick. You learn. I think we learned all the music in one day, including all the ensemble stuff, because at the beginning of the show, Marius and Cosette are in the ensemble. And so is
Yes.
that. And everybody gets thrown back in the ensemble at some point. So we learned all of that stuff. You start blocking the next day. We had our associate director come out and rehearse us because we were new principals. And then eventually you have one put in run before you go on, and then you open. So
They're like just
pretty
one.
crazy. Yeah, just one, you're good. So you're only in costume one time doing the show before opening for night for you, which is pretty
Wow.
crazy.
And those
Yeah, and
costumes are no joke, I feel like, for Les Mis.
girl, they are no joke. I wear a corset every single night, which is different. Thankfully, I was able to rehearse in the corset because the breath support is completely different than if you weren't wearing a corset. So that's been a learning curve. But yeah, I mean, everybody in this cast was so welcoming, and I'm so lucky that they are just fun, lovely people to have as coworkers and as friends. So they were so wonderful and helpful. And if we were in the wrong spot during the ensemble numbers, they would like lovingly scoot us over. And everybody is really there to help each other, which is so nice.
I feel like my favorite part of this, of like that answer was you talking about the ensemble moments and about
Yeah.
everyone being in the ensemble. Because when I realized that during shows, I'm like, oh, well, that's a fun little fact to see people
Totally.
to see all the leads in the ensemble at different stages of the show.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I love it too because Cosette doesn't come on until like an hour into the show. So it's actually a really nice little warm up to get to do, to get to be on stage before then. You get some nerves out, you get your voice working, and I get to be a lovely lady, which is like a dream. So
Yeah, I mean, and you get to like be on stage with everyone, and it's probably fu more fun than sitting backstage and being like,
definitely.
okay, what time is it? When do I go on?
I think that's one thing that makes Les Mis really cool too, is that all the leads are in the ensemble at some point. So it definitely feels like an ensemble show, and everybody
Absolutely.
is together in it, and we're all experiencing the same things, and that's really fun.
Yes. I mean, I was gonna say, like, with One Day More especially, like, it definitely, when the everyone comes together, it's definitely the definition of an ensemble show for
Oh,
me.
yeah, that's the best moment.
Wow. Like, they're like, okay, everyone on stage, all the
Yeah,
talented people at the same time.
totally.
I'm like, this is overwhelming. Everyone's so good.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone sounds so good. So when did you, what city did you make your national tour debut in? And what was it like getting to put your own spin on Cosette for the first time?
Yeah. So I debuted, Jake and I had our debut, I think it was October 24th in Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, still in California, which was really nice because a lot of my friends and family just drove up and got to see my opening night, which was so cool. That was the dream. But remind me what the second part of that question was.
What was it like getting to put your own spin on Cosette
Right.
and, yeah, stepping up?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's such an iconic role, and you tell anybody who doesn't even know about theater that you're playing Cosette in Les Mis, they know exactly what it is. They know who that girl is. And so it's super iconic in a way that it's such an honor to play, but it's also a little scary because people expect certain things from Cosette because they saw it when they were a kid or their grandparents took them, and they have this idea of this character. And so many incredible women have come before me playing the role that you want to honor that history and honor that their work, which is not hard to do because it's amazing. And then also kind of keep it contemporary enough that it's relatable for young audiences and youthful and present. And so I think my spin on Cosette is really youthful and fun. I really saw her as the epitome of hope in this very dark show. She comes on and like the entire show changes when she enters, and the orchestrations are different, and it's the lighting is different, and everything feels hopeful, and you see this kind of like beacon of light. And so I really just wanted to make her like a kid in the way that she hasn't had a lot of exposure to the outside world, and so she is very youthful and just wants love and wants to experience life and all the good parts of life. And we see a lot of the sad and the grieving parts of life in Les Mis also. And so I like to keep her light and fun and youthful.
Oh my God, it's so true though, because when she does step on stage, the lighting changes, the orchestra changes, and
Yeah.
it's like it switches to happier, maybe not like
Definitely.
happiest, but it's definitely like, oh, okay, there's some light in the show right now. And
Definitely. And I think even in Act Two, I mean, Cosette also has a beautiful just arc in the show. You really get to see like this super innocent girl at the beginning who is full of hope and love and light. And then so many things happen, and she almost loses the love of her life, and her father isn't with her anymore, and so you see her mature very quickly, and she still has that love and light for Marius. And so but it's different at the end, and it's different when you lose your father and go through all of that. So I think she just has a really beautiful arc, and it is honestly an honor to play her every night.
gosh, for sure. What's your favorite song to sing as Cosette and why?
I think my favorite, so Rue Plumet is what the whole kind of gate scene is, with Marius and Cosette, and it includes In My Life and Heart Full of Love. And I think if I'm going to specify that down, I think In My Life is my favorite song to sing. It's just so iconic, and I get exactly, and I get to like run on stage. This music swells, and I like turn to the audience, and I have my Disney princess moment every night. And so it really is like living the dream.
I was gonna say you must feel like a princess running on stage in the dress and
I
everything,
do. I really
because
do.
It's a gorgeous moment, I feel like.
Yeah, it is. It's so fun. And then you just get to, Cosette's on stage alone. That's the only time she's ever on stage alone. And you just do feel like you're having your princess moment every night.
I mean, also that set is so good too.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And it's the first time that part of the set is revealed. So it's a very iconic moment. I feel so cool every night when I get to do it.
It's like simple, but it's also very intricate
Yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, speaking of singing, Cosette is a very vocally demanding and vocally challenging role. So, how do you keep your voice healthy while on tour and just like in general? Because you have a beautiful soprano voice.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it is no joke keeping your voice healthy on tour. It is really hard work, and that is a learning curve in its own way of moving around every week or every other week and changing climates every week, and your allergies are different in every city, and I'm
Yeah.
allergic to everything, so it's
Oh,
not
fun.
like and so you learn how to really listen to your voice, listen to like your body, what you need that day. And I drink as much water as I possibly can. I steam my voice. I have a nebulizer that I use throughout the day. If I'm starting to feel sick, I'm gargling salt water. I'm taking hot showers. There's just a lot that has to go into being healthy. I drink green juices every day. It's a whole thing.
You're like, it's very glamorous.
Super glamorous. And then just like I have vocal warm-ups that I do before the show every night. I do vocal cool downs after the show. And but yeah, one thing I've learned is that you really, and I don't think people talk about it enough in musical theater, but like every night your voice is a little different. And it is not just consistent, feels exactly the same to sing things every night, especially on tour. And so it really is about listening to your voice and learning your voice so well that you're like, okay, if I need to approach this high C a little differently tonight, that's okay. And what do I need to do to get it there tonight versus yesterday when I had phlegm in my throat from travel day? There's just a lot to it. So it's about really being in touch with your body and your voice.
I mean, I feel like that's also what makes live theater, is that it's not going to be the same every night. And
Yeah.
that's why there's people who are like repeats in the audiences of different shows, and Les Mis
Yeah.
is one of them. And they
Sure.
come because they're like, well, it's going to be different than the last time I saw the show.
For sure. For sure.
And
Yeah.
whether it's a different cast or just like they want to see what the portrayal of a character is going to be like on a different night.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have such incredible understudies and swings on tour too. And so you come one night and you come a different night, they will be def there will be different people on stage just because people are getting sick or people need to call out to protect their voice. And the most incredible, hardworking people are the swings and understudies in any production.
My God. So, like, the demand for those jobs is insane.
Yeah, it's so crazy. We had a swing make her Eponine debut last night. So And we had an understudy on for Fantine last night because our Fantine is on vacation. So they're the hardest working people in the business for sure.
Oh my gosh. And like also incredibly demanding roles in that show. So like covering a
Totally.
bunch of those roles is slay of
Yes. Yeah.
her. What is the most vocally challenging show? A song in the show for you.
It's hard not to say The Convalescence, which is the reprise of Heart Full of Love in Act Two, because that is the high C. And it's kind of strange because it comes out of nowhere. Cosette isn't in Act Two until that moment. And so I actually have a 45-minute break in the show every night, which is kind of nice. But after One Day More at the end of Act One, you don't see Cosette until after the whole barricade happens. So you're just kind of sitting backstage for a while, and then you have to go sing a high C randomly the first time you're back on stage. So you really have to keep your voice warm in between those things. So I've like learned what that process looks like for me and when I need to do a little siren or sing through the high C to make sure that I'm still warm and ready to go and do that. So that's probably the one that just takes the most effort every night is just staying warm enough to come
Oh
out
my
and
gosh.
do that every night.
Never like sing backstage along with the show during Act
Yeah.
Two before you're on.
Yeah, actually, every night when Nick Cartel, our amazing Jean Valjean, sings Bring Him Home, I'm singing it backstage up the octave.
Oh my gosh.
Just to warm up, just to keep it warm.
I mean, I'm sure you never get tired listening to that because he's been on the
No.
tour since, like, I don't even know right now. How many
Yeah.
performances has he done?
He has done over 1,200
Yeah,
performances as Jean
over
Valjean.
1,000. So,
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
yeah, you're probably like, oh, I get to listen to this for free every
Oh,
night.
he's a pro. He's just amazing, and we have such a beautiful relationship too, playing father and daughter every night, and very thankful for Nick Cartel. He's an incredible scene partner.
What a great person to get to step into Cosette with.
Absolutely. So giving scene partner, and we really just have that father-daughter chemistry, and he's amazing, and I can't say enough good things about him.
So it's like the end is like real tears.
Real tears every night, for sure.
Absolutely. You're like,
Yeah.
these are the emotions.
Yeah, that's no joke, like getting to this very dark place every night with him, and he's so giving and loving in that way because yeah, it's not easy to watch your dad die every night.
No, I
Yeah.
mean it's a very I mean, you mentioned Cosette is like the symbol of hope in the show, but also like it's still a sad show,
Absolutely.
so it still involves a lot of emotion every night.
Absolutely. Super emotional. I like for the first couple months, the only TV show I was watching was The Great British Baking Show because I just needed to like watch something stupid and happy.
I was gonna say, like, do you have like a routine to keep yourself just like not sad all the time after
Totally.
being in Les Mis 8 times a week?
Definitely. I journal every morning and really try to take care of my mental health. I try to focus on Delaney during the day and then focus on Cosette at night and kind of leave her at the theater and peacefully like love on her when I'm there. But it's that the end of that show is pretty dark and sad. So yeah, I come home and I watch dumb reality TV shows. I'm a big Vanderpump Rules girl. And
Like all the reality.
exactly, all the bachelors like give me just some drama.
Anything that's funny drama.
Exactly, give me stupid drama.
Yes, that you can laugh
Yeah,
along.
exactly.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. Are you, I'm thinking more of a Cosette, but are you more of a Cosette or Eponine in real life?
I think Cosette, I've always seen myself in Cosette, I think. That's a debated topic, though.
I mean, I feel like everyone has maybe a bit of both in them.
For sure, for sure. Everybody's had their heart broken and not had the person that they love them back, you know.
So, how would you convince people to come see the current Les Mis tour cast?
This cast is unbelievable. So Jake and I went our first day when we got to San Diego to rehearse. We got to watch the show that night, and I think both of our jaws were dropped the entire time. We had no idea how high the caliber of this show was until we got here, but every single person in it, in the ensemble, the swings, they are all could be principals on Broadway. Like the talent is just out of this world in this show, and it really does like stand the test of time with Les Mis. I think that, like I said before, there is someone for every single person to relate to in the show, and it's just beautiful. It's just about love and redemption and how much can change in life and how we deal with it. And I just think it's a very human show.
Oh my God, and you're so right about the Broadway caliber. I mean, you as well, because I've listened to
Thank
videos
you.
of you. But like when I saw it in Los Angeles, I was like, take this take this to Broadway right now.
Yes.
Everyone in this cast can stay and be on Broadway with
Yeah,
it.
it's
Like,
crazy.
it's ready.
Yeah, and it's so true. It's just that you'll be blown away if you come see this show.
It's so good, but like, get ready for to feel all the emotions.
Yeah, exactly. Get ready to
Wow.
cry, but also be blown away.
Yes. So, what is a dream role for you? I assume there's many because there's many iconic soprano roles out
Oh,
there.
for sure. For sure. I mean, Christine in Phantom is always probably my number one. I just would love to do that someday. Glinda in Wicked. I'm just gonna throw out all the classic ones. But yeah, those are probably two of my biggest ones. So different, but it would just be so fun.
Oh my gosh. And I need Phantom like revived right now.
Oh, me too. I know, I
I'm
missed it. Bring it
so
back.
sad. And
Yep.
it's been like not very long since it closed, but I'm so sad.
No, oh, Phantom will always be back. Phantom will be back.
I'm curious, have you ever done Little Night Music? Because I saw a video of you singing a song.
Yes, I have never done Little Night Music. I would love to do Little Night Music. And honestly, I probably forgot my biggest dream role, which is Clara in Light in the Piazza. That would
Yes.
be probably my number one.
Wow. I mean, I saw, were you in LA during the Pasadena Playhouse Little Night Music?
No, I was not actually. I was not here during that time.
Oh good. That was the
I
first time I saw the
heard.
show when I was like,
Oh, yeah, I heard
wow,
beautiful
stunning.
things.
Stunning. Has to be my favorite Sondheim
Oh.
show. Yes. So who is someone you look up to in the theater industry?
My gosh, so many people. Wow. I haven't thought about that in a while.
Like everyone.
Truly everyone for so many different reasons. I mean, Kelly O'Hara is like the one, the end all be all for me. If I met Kelly O'Hara, I think I would pass out.
I've heard nothing but good things about her too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just obsessed with her. She's who I've been listening to and like probably emulating in my voice since I was a kid. Probably most of my vocal training is because of Kelly O'Hara.
Like she was my vocal coach growing up, actually.
Basically, yeah, just because of the amount of times I've listened to her sing.
Yes, fun fact on resume, Kelly O'Hara, vocal coach.
Literally.
She's not really.
She's never met me. She doesn't know who I am, but
But she taught me everything I
but
know.
she taught me everything I know.
Yes. Oh my God, that'd be so funny if she's if you put that in your resume. Speaking of that, do you have any fun fact about yourself, whether it's theater related or not?
Ooh, fun fact about myself.
I always love the fun fact section in resumes.
Yeah, oh, like my special skills.
Yeah, like those. Those are always so fun.
I surf. That's a fun fact about me. Yep, I surf when I'm in LA. My sister and I do. I'm a big like water sport girl. I'm also bar certified. I'm a certified bar instructor.
Oh.
So yeah, you're getting a glimpse into my previous day jobs, but I loved
Oh
doing bar. That's awesome. So
my gosh.
yeah.
Surfing is, I mean, the closest I've gotten to surfing was watching Mary Kate and Ashley videos and like trying to
That works. That I think that was what inspired me too, probably.
emulating that. And I'm like, okay, I'm a surfer, but I don't want to do this in the
Exactly.
water. Nope. How do you work on self-confidence in this industry? Because like you're playing one of the biggest musical theater roles right now.
Yeah.
Which like stepping into that role on a national tour, that's a Broadway national tour,
Yeah.
takes a lot of like, okay, I gotta be cool, calm, and collected.
Definitely, definitely. Confidence is like a constant battle. Obviously, I think that especially in theater, when you're doing a show 8 times a week, it's so easy to get down on yourself if one note didn't sound how it did the night before, or if you feel like your acting wasn't, you weren't as in it one night. And so I think it's really about, I think confidence for me right now is learning to like forgive myself for little things, because I'm such a perfectionist, and which is great and has served me very well to get to the place that I'm in now, lucky enough to be in now. And but I think that perfectionist can take you so far in success, and then you realize like, oh, I now it's actually just anxiety. And so I need to figure out a way to like forgive myself for little things and give myself grace and trust myself, trust my abilities, know that I am here for a reason, and giving yourself like love and grace in that way. But it's hard. Like the imposter syndrome is very real, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, especially when you like look up to people and you're like, well, I want to like be like them, but it's like those people also have days.
Exactly,
Everyone
exactly.
does.
And I think that's important. Like once you get to a certain level, you have this idea that everything's gonna be perfect, and it's just new problems and new anxieties that come up. And that's just like how life is, and learning to navigate that, and loving on yourself and trusting yourself is kind of what confidence is, I think.
I also feel like being around like so many performers in LA, because I love going to theater in LA. Like when you all think that you like messed up on something, normally no one in the audience like notices anything, and they're like, "What are you
Totally.
talking about?"
Totally. And that's so real. And I've done over, it's crazy. I've already done over, I think, 120 performances as Cosette. It's crazy how time flies. But same thing, like you do, you think that one little change or one little thing that happens ruins the entire show because you're just doing it so many times and you've heard yourself sing these songs a million times now.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people at like stage door and stuff are like, what?
Yeah,
When did that
exactly.
happen? Like, stop.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like you're like, oh, maybe I need to take a step back and be a little more lenient on myself.
Definitely.
Thing. Which
Yeah.
must so where can people follow you on social media to keep up with the tour
Yeah.
and like everything theater-wise.
Yeah. My Instagram is just at Delaney Geyer. And I think my TikTok is at the Delaney Geyer, because I think I accidentally made a different TikTok and I don't know how to get out of that one. And then also just following at Les Mis US. That'll give you all the dates and cities that we're going to and updates on the tour itself.
Yes, and I'll post all the links in the lower thirds and the description. And I mean, also, there's lots of videos of you singing online.
Yeah, you can go to my YouTube channel, which I should know what it is, but if you just search Delaney Geyer on YouTube, you should find
Yes, such treats to watch because,
them.
as I mentioned earlier, your voice is stunning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that so
And
much.
like you mentioned, 100 like over 120 shows this goes out, and I'm like, my voice would be so tired. How did
It's crazy.
do it?
Yeah, it's like a marathon. It's like constantly training for a marathon all the time.
Oh, good.
Thank
Well, you should
you.
be so proud of yourself. Lastly, do you have anything else that you'd want to promote, whether it's theater related or not?
Yeah, actually, I am also a writer on top of being an actor, and I'm writing a new show with my writing partners, and it's called Stone Cold. It's a musical about Medusa, and it's a contemporary take on her story and how she kind of became the monster that she's known as, and it's not as simple to the eye as we may have thought. And it's based in like a contemporary Los Angeles time period. So like all the gods and goddesses are rock stars and celebrities and Beverly Hills housewives. And so that's kind of the story that we're going with. So, but it's really good. I'm super proud of it. And some of our music is released from that. So yeah, keep an eye out for Stone Cold.
Wow. Okay, that pitch got me. I'm
Oh,
like,
good.
I'm
Good.
invested. Like, when is it coming to LA?
Good.
To be in
Hopefully
LA.
soon. Hopefully soon.
Okay, I gotta be there when the show
Absolutely.
happens in LA.
Absolutely. I for sure will.
Yes. Okay. Well, noted. And it's been such a pleasure talking to you today
You
and
too,
hearing
Becca.
about tour life. And as I said, be so proud of yourself. Huge accomplishment.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you, Becca.
It was a pleasure talking to you too. And I hope you have a great day
You
and
too.
have fun on tour.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks for watching this episode of Backstage with Becca B. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV. Or for more exclusive content from this interview and more, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Backstage with Becca B. Make sure to subscribe to my channel and like this video. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and give me a 5-star rating. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next time.